James 5:13 says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. That's something that doesn't happen anymore, huh? And we'll talk about that for a sec. And the Lord, and the verse 15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. And get this right here. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Let's pray. Lord God, I need you. I pray you'd help me. I didn't plan on saying this, God, but I just ask that you just help and guide in these next few minutes here. Please, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I keep putting this message off. I had prepared like a month ago already. Now it's gotten to, and we'll get back to Matthew chapter 7 and on judging. But I just feel like we're going to have our prayer breakfast is going to be on Saturday. We've been praying, and I think we can sometimes get discouraged in prayer because we're like, well, I'm not seeing any results. I'm not seeing what I want to see. And we have to, prayer's work. I mean, it is work. You're lying if you think it's not work. There might be times when it's sweet and it's easy to do, but you just keep praying long enough and there's going to come a time when you're like, man, this is work and I don't feel like doing it today. Am I the only one that's been there, or just has there been a few others of you? Okay, it's work to just get down to business and pray. And I'm talking like serious prayer. I'm not just talking about Lord bless everyone and thank you, amen. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you really seriously get down to pray. We sing that song, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. How many Christians have ever really prayed for an hour? I hope everybody in here. But probably not, because it's work. But we should. See, we can get discouraged in praying because, well, what I prayed for didn't happen. What I wanted didn't happen. Yeah, your prayer got answered. God just said no. Every prayer is answered. Every one of them. We just don't like the answer. That's usually what happens. But it asks something right here. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Hey, are you in affliction? Then pray. Pray to God. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Sing if you're merry. I mean, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. I have joy because I'm redeemed. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Don't be embarrassed to sing out, maybe even one of these scripture songs we sing. Don't be embarrassed to sing that thing out there at walking down the aisle at Walmart. They sing their wicked songs. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. Just sing it out. Verse 14, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. We don't have enough faith to ask that. I'm telling you right now, if I got so sick, if I had cancer or something, I'd be coming up here and I'd be like, I'd get an elder from somewhere. Amen. Brother Potter, come on down because I need somebody to pray for me. Anoint me with oil and pray for me. I would do that. If one of you, if you get some sickness, you're like, we've been to the doctor, we don't know what's going on. Man, come down here. Come talk to me and we will pray over you and anoint you with oil and this church will pray for you. Man, that's what this book says to do. Why not do it? It says right there, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. I've heard of couples, they couldn't have children, they were trying to have children, and they came down, they said, anoint us, there's something wrong with one of us here, something's not happening, we can't have children, and bam, lo and behold, just a few months after that, they're pregnant. It's faith. That's what the next verse says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Prayer. Prayer. Then verse 16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Again, it's talking about this same idea here, anointing them with oil, praying for them. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. And then confess your faults one to another. It's not talking about confession to a priest or anything, but man, if there's something there between you, just confess that thing. Get it out of the way. And pray one for another that you may be healed. See, that's what a church family does. That's what we're not so like stuck up or so proudful that we can't talk to one another and say, look, I had a problem with you here. We just let them know and say, you know, and pray one for another, that you confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. And then we pray for them. We pray for each other that ye may be healed. And then it says something, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I mean, I know we try to de-emphasize the holiness and stuff and salvation's not dependent on that. But man, God sure does think something's important about us being righteous. He says the effectual, fervent prayer of a sinful man availeth much. It doesn't say that. It says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. God put some sort of stamp of approval on us living righteously. Now, yes, we could say it's talking about a saved person. They need, obviously, we don't even have access to the Lord until we're saved. Jesus Christ is not our high priest. He's not our mediator until we're born again. So once we get that, obviously it's talking about that. We have the righteousness of Christ imputed on us. But this is talking about a practical righteousness, the manner in which I live my life. Man, you want God to answer your prayers? I just say, are you living right? I get he can. None of us is perfect. I get that. But we always try and make excuses. So we're not perfect. So just, okay, we can just, it's all right. You don't have to be perfect. Sinless. Well, we should be striving, following after Christ. Be ye holy, for I am holy. I mean, it still says that in 1 Peter. Be ye holy, for I am holy. That we would be a people zealous of good works. I mean, a zealot. What do you think of when you think of someone says a zealot? That guy's a zealot. You're like, man, he's some fringe, weird, crazy guy, you know, wearing a signboard, crying out, the sky is falling, the end of the world, it's coming, are you ready? I mean, that's what some zealot, just some crazy nut job out there, you know what I mean? That's what I think of when I think of a zealot, is just some weirdo out there. But man, God says we ought to be zealous of good works. He's saying you ought to be a zealot. I hear zealot, I may have no connection whatsoever, but I just hear this when I hear the word zealot, sell out. A sellout. A sellout for the Lord. That's what it's talking about. You're sold out for the Lord. Are you sold out for the Lord? That's what it is. Zealous of good works. I'm sold out for God. I want to perform these good works. I want to do what God wants me to do. And he says that the effectual fervent prayer of that type of man availeth much. That gets a hold of God. That's what God hears. You say, why sin? Then confess it. Confess it to him, and he says he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. All. He said, I messed up this morning. Confess it, and he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll get rid of all of it. And it's a fresh start. Praise God for that, because I need it. I need it, amen. And so do you. And God gives us that opportunity. God allows that to happen for us. But he says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And he gives us the example of a righteous man, Elias. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. See, he had the same problems you do. That's what that means. He was subject to like passions as we are. He had the same problems you do. Struggled with the same type of things you do. Man, we think Elijah, wow, look at all Elijah did. I mean, man, that guy, you know, he went up there and he preached and he just let those 850 prophets of Baal have it. I mean, man, Elijah. And God says, yeah, he's subject to like passions just as you are. That means he was fearful. That means he got tired. That means he got weary. That means people annoyed him. That means people made him laugh. That means he lost his temper. I mean, all that type of stuff. He was afraid, all that. Subject to like passions as we are. And it says something though, and he prayed earnestly. Earnestly. See, I hope that's what we're doing right here. We're praying earnestly. God, reach these people. Reach these people. God, they need it. Lord, they need it. See, the purpose of us starting another church is because they need it. Amen. They need it. That's why. They need it. I want people to have what I got. I want them to have that. They need it. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. See, the example of the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So let's just continue asking God. He had to pray for 3.5 years for one answer to prayer. For one answer to prayer. Fervently. For just one prayer. And some of the family sitting here, you all are answers to prayer. Specifically, you all sitting here are answers to prayer. Years of prayer. I prayed for years. I'm still praying. I don't want to stop praying. I prayed for men. Because if the men come, then the family comes. It just always works like that. That's how it works. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and God's begun to answer. And I don't want to stop praying because I want, hey, I know this sounds horrible. I don't want any of you to leave, but if you leave, I want you to leave because you're going to start a church. I mean, that's why I want you to leave, or you're going to help one of the churches that we're going to start. That's why I want you. I don't want you to, but I want you to, if you get what I'm saying. And I know I don't want to scare any of you. It's only if the Lord has it for you. I'm not saying you have to, so don't freak out and be like, what? No, it doesn't mean any of you have to. You can stay here for the rest of your life if that's what God wants. Praise the Lord. But if things work the way the Bible says, then some of you men will leave. And I want them filled with other men. Boom. So keep praying. Let's keep praying. Let's keep asking for those things. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And it doesn't mean we're better than anyone. We're just, hey, we're striving to serve God. We're striving to serve God as best we can. We need His help. We want His help. And we want to do things right. We want to see true New Testament churches started. And that multiplied. It's been done before in this country. And it gave us the Bible Belt, what we term the Bible Belt, which has helped to hold the righteousness of this nation, and I believe hold God's hand of judgment back from us, from what happened really right before the founding of this country. Can we do that again? Could God use us to do that again? I think He could. I think He wants to. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, most of the churches that were started then, as the historians have done the studies, they say most of those churches averaged from 50 to 75 people. And it changed this whole nation. It changed this nation. They weren't big churches running 1,000. Those churches mostly do nothing. I'm just saying. I'm not saying they do absolutely nothing. But for the most part, they do nothing. God's going to work right here. And I'm not saying we need to stay where we're at, stay this size. And if God gets us to 1,000, praise the Lord. I don't know how I could handle it, but I mean, if He does it, hopefully He grows me pretty quick to do that because I would need it. But, I mean, my prayer has been to fill this city with 100 churches. And that's too many. No, it's not. No, it's not. There's 600,000 people in the Albuquerque metro area. 600,000 people, 100 churches. Well, that would be, what, 6,000 people per church? 60,000. Right? How many? Somebody better. 6,000. All right, someone help me out. Amen. I need help. 6,000 people at church. There ain't not one church. Okay, maybe there's one church here that runs. Maybe two. There might be two in this city. They're not even churches. They're not even churches. They're teaching false doctrine. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I don't know what the Lord's going to do. I don't. But I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what God's going to do, how God's going to use us. Right here, He's going to use us. He already is using us. Let's pray. Let's ask Him for it. God, do it. God, make it happen. God, raise up men in this church. And with that, pray for that God raises up godly women to follow them. I'm telling you, I can't stress this enough. I couldn't be here without my wife. I'd have quit already without my wife. She's my encourager. She's the help that I need. She's the kick in the pants I need sometimes too. Yeah, she does that too. Yeah, I need that too. But I couldn't be here without her. We need godly women. And I thank God we have that here. He's brought that. But let's just pray it continues. It goes forward from here. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let's pray. Father,